stuff.
Well, she put syrup in it.
Okay.
Used to make an awful lot of sweets with syrup. We didn't use sugar then like we use it now. It would be homemade sugar or either syrup.
And this would be the syrup that you made yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she'd make the loaves like that, and then she'd make syrup bread that she rolled out on a cloth and cut in all fancy shapes and bake it. And of course we had cake once in a while, and most of the cake we had was jelly cake, jelly cake or coconut cake. You know, all these other new things. We didn't have them then when I was a child. She cooked tarts, she cooked a lot of peach pies and apple tarts and things like that. Because we always had plenty of peaches.
Well, now, about this, these things that were made out of cornmeal, you said she'd make hoe cake?
Yeah.
And how did she do that?
Well, that was, you know, what a hoe cake griddle is, an iron griddle.
Yeah, that's right. You told me about that before.
Well, she'd stir it up, you know, sometimes put an egg in it, mix it up with some milk, and let your griddle be hot, and put it down there, and make little thin cornbreads.
And then, let's see.
And then sometimes it was pone bread made, and that was made up in a pone and baked in the oven.
You mean in a little, thing the size of your hand.
Okay. And Mother used to cook crackling bread, you know, where the crackling, where you cook the grease out, dried the cracklings up, ground up, and put that in. That was real good with turnips, or good with syrup. It's still good. I have a sister that still makes crackling bread. You can buy the cracklings, you know, at the store.
I've never had any, but I bet it is good. How did you make the cracklings?
Well, you know, you took the fat out of the hog. When you butchered your hog, there'd be big sheets of fat in the middlings. Take that out and grind it up and put it in a pot and cook it. And when the grease cooked out, take it up and strain it and press those cracklings out dry where they wouldn't be greasy. And they're good and cornbread. Good cornbread.
Yeah, I should think so. Did you put cracklings in anything else besides cornbread?
No. Now, some people, I've got a neighbor over here that she still puts some when she boils turnips. A lot of times she'll drop some in her turnips, but I don't because it makes it messy.
I imagine it's good, though, I would think.
She says it seasons the turnips real good.
Yeah.
And another thing that we use cornmeal for, my mama used to make corn dodgers. Mix the cornbread up in little things and lay it on top of the turnips and boil it.
You mean sort of like dumplings?
Yeah.
Corn
dumplings or corn dollars, whatever you call them. And it was real good cooked on top of the turnips.
Yeah, I should think
and
so.
And the pot liquor. That was a thing people used to do that you don't never see anymore.
Do you still fix those?
I did a few times when my children were little, but I don't for us. I never fix them anymore.
Well, let's see. Have you ever seen bread just cooked in a fireplace?
I don't believe so. I've seen potatoes baked in the fireplace, but I don't think I ever saw bread cooked in the fireplace.
Well, do you remember hearing the old people talk about bread cooked in the fireplace?
Oh, yeah. And biscuit, too.
Do you know how they did it?
Well, I know that they'd make the biscuit and put them in this spider, you call it, that had a lid. And put the biscuit in, then put a little slow fire on the bottom and on the top. And they said they'd brown and rise up so pretty.
And I have roast.
Well, now, have you ever heard people talk about baking cornbread just right in the ashes?
No.
Not in an oven, but just in the ashes.
No, I've heard them roasting the fresh corn in the shuck in the ashes.
Well, now how did they do that?
Well, you shuck your corn off down to the last husk that's on it,